Recommendations made by the Salvagene COVID-19 immunization program are increasingly being adopted by major medical organizations. Medical associations such as DGAM, Deutsche Gesellschaft für Allgemeinmedizin und Familienmedizin in Germany, have been adopting the same recommendations we have been making to our premium clients since May as part of our COVID-19 immunization program and have developed their own individual measures based on this strategy. These procedures are now being adopted either as early COVID therapy or as preventative practices or in the revision of existing guidelines. The background to this is that runaway infection rates in Europe and America, soon no doubt to be followed in the Southern Hemisphere, are leading to scenarios in which infected persons cannot be admitted to hospital at an early enough stage. On the US East Coast, for example, the point has now been reached where people showing initial symptoms do not go to hospital. COVID-19 needs a build-up of several days before it starts to cause damage in the body. The effects of the disease can be mitigated during this time, providing that the immune system is sufficiently well optimized. On average, 9 days pass from infection to the onset of lung failure, while on average patients spend the first 5 days at home. It is precisely this 5-day window of opportunity that needs to be used for targeted measures to prevent the disease taking a more severe course. The consequences of allowing this time to pass without any remedial action being taken or a disease management regime being put in place are potentially fatal. Clearly, this does not apply to all patients, only those who are fated to experience a severe course of the disease. In the Salvagene COVID-19 immunization program, the risk factors are very carefully calculated by our in-house AI, artificial intelligence, program. The COVID-19 risk factor and the cytokine risk factor are reliable indicators for predicting the overall risk in advance. Colleagues at King's College in London have published a preprint, i.e. a full draft research paper that has not yet been peer-reviewed, on this matter, as not everyone has access to an AI program to develop so-called symptom cluster categories. Salvagene will co-develop this project in parallel with the AI evaluation at the end of the year. As we already made clear in our C19 immunization program, SARS-CoV-2 affects many organs, the most important being the lungs, brain, heart, and vascular walls. The sugar levels of infected individuals can also be derailed if the virus gets into the pancreas. The situation becomes particularly dangerous if the infection also disrupts natural blood coagulation processes and promotes the formation of clots. We have documented many cases, especially during the first wave in northern Italy, where people with mild symptoms who were at home suddenly suffered a heart attack. This is also the focus of the COVID-19 immunization program, to help people with mild symptoms to improve their blood coagulation by taking a variety of preventative measures before catching the disease. The problem is now becoming acute in Germany, for example, because a large proportion of people with the disease have to be treated at home, so that even patients with moderate symptoms can no longer be admitted to hospital as precaution. Self-management at home is highly risky. With COVID-19, patients may feel that they are only mildly ill, even though their levels are already within a critical range. Other members of the household may also get the mistaken impression that the patient is less seriously ill than he or she really is. This is because the virus also infects nerve cells, which prevents the alarm system from sending an alert to the brain. The discrepancy between self-perceived and actual levels of lung damage caused by COVID-19 is a fairly typical feature of the disease. Even after oxygen saturation in the blood has already dropped dangerously low, the individual may not notice any shortness of breath. If infected individuals were to check their oxygen levels much more regularly, gas exchange disorders would be picked up at a much earlier stage and could be much better treated with oxygen. We therefore recommend that all our clients use the pulse oximeter daily for the next few weeks in order to establish their normal, healthy level. If your rate drops by more than 0.4, you are advised to contact your Salvagene consultant without delay. In addition to specially developed measures for optimizing blood clotting factors, we also recommend having very low doses of heparin on standby at home for emergency administration. This still presents some difficulties, although various regions, federal states, and countries have become more open-minded about this particular remedy. It is a sensible precaution to have blood-thinning agents at home so as to be prepared for emergencies. Regarding the categories of symptom clusters that we outline below, it can be said that these are generally symptoms that manifest themselves in the first 5 days. Category 1. Cold-like illness without fever. Early symptoms: sore throat, cough, headache, loss of taste, chest pain, aching limbs. Risk of a severe course? Low. 1.5% need ventilation. Category 2. Cold-like illness with fever. Early symptoms: sore throat, cough, headache, loss of taste, chest pain, aching limbs, hoarseness. Leading symptoms: fever and loss of appetite. Risk of a severe course? Medium. 4.4% need ventilation. Category 3. Gastrointestinal type. Early symptoms: headache, sore throat, loss of appetite, loss of taste, chest pain. Leading symptoms: absence of cough, diarrhea. Risk of severe course? Medium. 3.7% need ventilation. Category 4. Exhaustion type. Early symptoms: headache, loss of appetite, loss of taste, chest pain, fever, hoarseness. Main symptoms: exhaustion. Risk of a severe course? High. 8.6% need ventilation. Category 5. Confusion type. Early symptoms: headache, loss of appetite, loss of taste, chest pain, fever, hoarseness, sore throat, aching limbs, exhaustion. Leading symptoms: mental confusion. Risk of a severe course? High. 9.9% need ventilation. Category 6. Abdominal respiratory type. Early symptoms: headache, loss of appetite, loss of taste, chest pain, fever, hoarseness, sore throat, aching limbs, exhaustion, mental confusion. Main symptoms: shortness of breath, diarrhea, abdominal pain. Risk of a severe course: very high. 19.8% need ventilation. This method of system cluster categorization is being introduced in parallel to the AI-enhanced systems throughout the COVID-19 immunization program.